In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good. I got this cool email blast from John Ash and Company saying that you are doing a lovely sounding dinner coming up in July with John Finger. Tell us about this.
Well, it is kind. It's based on the book. The now famous book that I wrote, the Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood. And so we selected recipes from that, and we're going to feature those at the dinner.
This is very exciting, and it is July 25th.
Yeah, I want to say for any of you who've tried to sign up, for reasons that I don't fully understand, glitches have been there. You go online and you go to sign up, and it says, oh, this event is sold out. And I've been trying to, well, not me, but I've been trying to get the guys at John Ash and Company to rectify the situation, and hopefully they've done it.
I think it has been rectified. I tried this morning, and it allows me to go and choose a time for the dinner.
But I alerted them and alerted everybody several times over.
Oh, you know, the wheels of technology.
I know.
Sometimes they grind to a halt, but it has been rectified.
Oh, good.
And here's the menu. Well, you know the menu, obviously.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's your menu. Well, no surprise, we start with Hog Island oysters on the half shell.
Yes.
With hogwash. And what is hog? Is that just a mignonette? Or?
It's a mignonette that they developed. They've had hogwash. They've been serving hogwash at Hog Island forever. And basically, it's a rice vinegar, shallot, lime juice. It's delicious.
So it doesn't obscure the wonderful salinity
that's
the oyster.
That's the whole deal.
So we start with that. And then, and now this is one of your best dishes in the whole world, shrimp laksa soup with rice noodles. I could eat laksa every night. And this is wonderful that you include the ingredients for laksa. A lot of people don't know what laksa is. And what is laksa? Besides it,
I don't know.
It's not from America, is
no,
it?
No. It's an Asian dish, Southeast Asian dish, coconut milk based with lime juice and all kinds of stuff in it. But the broth is a coconut milk based broth.
Wonderful. Where would you put it on the spiciness scale?
It's got a little bit of spice, but the whole idea is because I think we're serving it with shrimp.
Yeah.
You have to be careful not to make it so spicy that you can't taste the fish.
Okay. So that's served with a wine that I wasn't familiar, that I'm not familiar with, Brendel Chorus Cuvée Blanc Friuli Blend. So that's a very popular Italian blend, isn't it?
I've never heard of it.
I went online and checked it out, and it's a blend of 70% Sauvignon Blanc, 10% Chardonnay, and 10% Malvasia. I thought that was a really cool blend.
Yeah.
And probably would go quite well with
it. Would
with
go
this.
Great with this dish. Yeah.
So that's being served.
And wines are included.
Wines are included in this. The third one, your specialty, certainly grilled salmon. And I love this, that you paired it with a Green Goddess dressing.
Yes. Yeah.
So
these are all recipes from
the book,
that are in there. And books will be available.
That's exciting.
If you don't have one.
And Green Goddess, for those that don't know, what's the basis of a Green Goddess?
Well, it was made famous by a San Francisco hotel back in the 20s when George Arliss, who was an actor, was appearing in a play called The Green Goddess. And so that was that was the beginning of the green goddess dressing. And basically, it's an herb and avocado dressing with buttermilk.
So beautiful. Well, that's where the green comes from, the herbs and the avocado.
Well, no, the green comes from Green Goddess, the name of the play.
But I mean, but the ingredients to give it greenness.
Yeah.
It's a grilled salmon with Green Goddess dressing. So what? Tell me about the salmon season this summer. Is it, can you still get good salmon this summer?
You can get good salmon, but you probably have to go online to get it because it's, you know, it's the same problem. We're... Our local salmon is in short supply.
Okay. That's the third course. And then we have, French cream. Ooh la la. Oh, let's back up to this wine, which I'd never heard of either. It's, the producer is Cruess, C-R-U-E-S-S, and it's a Fiano, Russian River Valley. And is that another Italian varietal?
It's a varietal, Fiano. It's one that's becoming more popular because it's really delicious, crisp, clean white wine. That's really good.
Gosh, the alternatives to just Sauvignon Blanc.
Unoaked Chardonnay.
And an oaked Chardonnay. So that's a wonderful, that's a Russian River Valley 2019, which sounds absolutely wonderful. And then there's the French cream with organic California fresh blueberries. That's pretty straight. Is French cream easy to make?
Yes. We've given the recipe here on the show several times because the story behind it was one of the first desserts I ever served. And I could never take it off the menu because people just loved it so much. And it's like white Jell-O.
Easy.
Yeah.
And it's served with fresh blueberries.
Yeah.
And with that, that's interesting. You're serving it with a white port. How will that go? Will that do well?
Well, white port typically has sweetness to it, but it doesn't have the depth of flavor that regular port has. So it should go well.
And that's a Napa Valley white port from Prager, which is a major producer of white. So
that's basically all they produce.
Is all they are. Yeah. Perfect. So go to the John Ash & Company website and look for that menu and join John Ash and John Finger, founder of Hog Island, on July 25th. Sounds cool. It's, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's cherry season.
And really?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it is.
Love them. They're really at their peak here in June, aren't they?
Yes.
Into July. We'll talk about some great ways to use some of our fresh cherries and also dried cherries in the next segment. It's the Chaos Arto Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash.
Starting mornings the right way.
I arrive at the office informed.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma. KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is, "Where did you go? I want that." My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707 707- 248-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Listen Saturday mornings 9 to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you on KSRO by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner, Dave Fazio, and Dr. Rachel Spaeth, who welcome your gardening questions from 9 to 11. The Good Food Hour from 11 to noon is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner with delicious insights into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent...
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Cherries, I got that everyone's attention. Aren't those cherries delicious? Aren't those fabulous cherries?
Yeah, you know, there's a somebody. It's what's that? we just were going through this, trying to remember names and all that stuff. But there's a company in Seattle that sells all kinds of exotic things. And they sell cherries this time of year. They want like $150 a pound for their cherries. I bet they're good cherries, but are they worth $150?
That's really funny you should say that, because I was up in Seattle last summer, and we went to a farmer's market, and there was probably the same grower. They had about 6 or 8 different varieties of cherries for sale. And I thought, oh man, this is the place to load up because they're grown right here. They were like $12 to $15 a pound for cherries. I couldn't believe my eyes. And I understand.
Did you buy them?
No, I didn't. They were doing samples. I did say. And they were terrific. Yeah. But we've got a bargain down here for $3.99, $4.99, $5.99. These Bings are great. So we have a recipe package from you, John Ash. And the first recipe is cherry chutney. Now, some of these use dried cherries, but that's fine.
This one does. Yeah. But you could also use fresh cherries in it, too.
Oh. And could we use fresh apricots also, or dried?
It's a chutney, so... you'd have to use it in the short term rather than the long
term. Got it. And it also has apples, too. Well, that's a wonderful chutney. And how would you serve this? With meats or with cheese?
As I said in here, with game. That was where this recipe originally appeared, was in my first book, American Game Cooking. But with cheese, it's delicious there, a little dollop of that on your cheese and crackers, with anything grilled.
Okay. And Jeff Cox wrote about this particular recipe in the June 3rd edition of the Press Democrat. He was so taken with this recipe. So there it is.
Yeah, he was very sweet.
Cherry chutney. Oh, here's one we can make today. Almond buttermilk cake with cherries. Well, this ticks all my boxes.
Yeah. And they're fresh here.
Fresh cherries.
Yes.
And any good buttermilk? Do you have a preferred brand for buttermilk?
Or? You know, I do. Now, here's one of these memory things. It is a brand of buttermilk that used to be pretty available in the market, but you have to dig around for it now, that has a Russian name on it. And it's so good because it's not just fatty and thick and all that stuff. It has a wonderful tartness to it and all that stuff. It's has the name, the subtitle, Bulgarian flavored buttermilk. So okay. If you see a Bulgarian flavored buttermilk, get it.
Or next time you're in San Francisco, down on Geary Street with some of the Russian markets.
Yeah.
Look for authentic Bulgarian-style buttermilk. It has a toasted almonds and buttermilk and a little bit of almond extract, lemon zest, coarse fresh cherries, and the
cake.
That's
all the stuff that goes into a cake.
Okay. Cherry clafoutis.
A famous recipe. You've made clafoutis.
Oh, I love clafoutis.
So it's like a, it's kind of like a cake tart. Mm-hmm. You bake it kind of flat. Put the cherries in the bottom and make a batter. So this is a batter cake, and put them over the top and bake it. And it's so great. And in France, where it comes from, this recipe comes from, they typically do it with pits in the cherries, which I suggest you don't do because, you know, somebody end up breaking a molar or something.
No thanks. I will pick
But if
the
you
cherries.
Want to do it in an authentic way, leave the pits and the cherries.
And a little bit of kirsch or other cherry brandy that you include in that. It's a really quick dish, isn't it, to put together?
It is, yeah.
And we'll actually keep it room temperature.
Yeah. You can make it even a day or two ahead of time.
Okay. And use a little 2-quart capacity, shallow, wide ceramic dish, 375 or so, right to the table. You're not going to do better with that. Maybe some whipped cream.
Yeah,
that might
ice
be
cream.
Nice too.
Yeah.
There's a fresh cherry almond cobbler. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I'd choose. Clafoutis. Well, I do them all. I would do the buttermilk cake.
Yeah.
I would do the clafoutis.
Take advantage of them because, you know, they're things I've waited too long to do, and now they're out of season.
That's so well said. That's so insightful. As we go, oh, they'll be around, and then all of a sudden we go to the market, and, well, where are the cherries?
Exactly.
Well, sure, you've had 2 months to get cherries. You have to wait unless you want to buy frozen ones, and no, thank you. Cherry almond cobbler. That's these dishes that Grandma used to make still resonate today.
Of course, yeah, and that's exactly what they are. Grandma recipes.
Yeah. So everybody, I think, can do a cobbler. It's not rocket science. It's pretty daggone easy. And if you want to do pretty fancy stuff, you can do cherry. When we were in the upper Midwest, these are sour cherries. We had a cherry soup that was ice cold cherry soup that was wonderful.
Which is Danish in its characteristic. And so those Danes and Germans who came to the Midwest brought cherry soup with them. And there's something about sour cherries that they have a special special flavor.
It really wouldn't make it for our Bing cherries.
No.
Not so much. And I know, I'm sure you did this at the restaurant during cherry season, was serve duck breasts or duck coffee
with the cherry sauce, yeah. And there you would make the sauce with sour cherries.
Too. Oh,
yeah.
Wouldn't use Bing for those either.
Yeah.
Okay. What about pickling cherries? I guess you could do that too, couldn't you?
You absolutely could.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
They're great. And pickle them and you'll have them for your martini.
Oh, wonderful. And if we're really decadent, I guess we could have some warm foie gras with Mary. How about with a little cherry vinegar reduction?
But we're not supposed to be eating foie gras.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm politically incorrect. We'll take a break at that point, and we're going to meet a very special guest who's just rocking the world with a brand new cookbook, and she's a Sonoma County resident. It's Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market to help you navigate the busy summer market. Meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly 2 decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
It's summer in the North Bay.
Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected.
ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
But let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections within our community year-round.
I love to cook, so people constantly ask me how to create that perfect romantic dinner. I say, with a little creativity, fresh ingredients, and help from Hardesty's Homeware. That's how.
I can't cook.
Neither can I.
Just like doing your hair, you need the right tools. Great outcomes in the kitchen are all about having the right tools and gadgets at your fingertips. And, of course, a great recipe helps. Hardesty's has every kitchen tool or gadget you can imagine. Hardesty's carries the brands I trust, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Swiss Diamond Cookware. They even carry Braun and Norelco shavers. Hardesty's has a large selection of coffees, teas, and all the accessories you need for a perfect cup. Hardesty's is known for their large selection of cookware, bakeware, and countertop appliances, mixers, bread makers, popcorn machines, and so much more.
Hardesty's Homewares, 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa, in the Farmers Lane Plaza, next to AAA, your culinary toy store since 1924. Online at Hardesty's.com.
I'm Castle Rosedale and Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Hot today, high 96 in Santa Rosa, 68 along the coast with sunny skies. Heat advisory for the most interior parts of Sonoma County from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. today. Wind speeds are light, mostly clear skies for tonight, low 53 degrees. Tomorrow, cooler and 87 in Santa Rosa, and then very similar for Monday and Tuesday. All those days are sunny. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. And FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and a wonderful guest who we just met a few minutes ago, Darlene Shriver. And Darlene is a Sonoma County resident. She's just published her first cookbook, which is doing very, very well. And she is also a TikTok phenomenon, a sensation. And I must tell you, Darlene, you are the first guest in 38 years we've had that it, right?
Yeah.
That has made his or her reputation on TikTok. We get pitched all the time with people who've had a TikTok book and now they have 18 million subscribers. And and that's all interesting. We have nothing against that. But we just never usually pursue that. But then when I saw that you live in Sonoma County, I thought, well, we have to have you on. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, this is really great. And how long did it take for you to get a cookbook deal?
About 2 years. 2 years, yeah. And I didn't go the traditional way. They came to me and
Simon and Schuster?
Yeah. And others.
Really?
Yeah.
Others reached out to you.
Yeah.
So your appearances, TikTok appearances, probably really helped that, huh? Because they knew you were somebody to be reckoned with.
Don't mess with me. So when did you start the TikTok channel?
Right about COVID time.
COVID time.
Yeah.
And what precipitated you doing that?
My daughter had gone off to college. We lost our home in the Tubbs fire, and all my recipes.
For those listening out of the area, that's the 2017 that destroyed so many people's lives here in Sonoma County.
That's right. Yeah. And so, yeah, she went off to college. She was an elite athlete. She did Olympic weightlifting, and she wanted all my recipes while she was in college. And I had procrastinated writing them all down again and researching them.
So all your recipes were destroyed?
Yes,
in the fire.
Everything was, yeah. Yeah.
Handwritten recipes.
Yeah. I had a binder and the old school recipe box, and they were just all gone. So, a girlfriend said, why don't you throw them on TikTok? You can show how they're made, and your daughter's always on TikTok anyway.
So were you already a subscriber and active on TikTok?
Not at all.
You were not?
Not at all. I was on Instagram because my daughter, because of her sport and everything, and I was a little momager. So I had experience with social media before, and I just started, you know, it was COVID. I was in my pajamas making salads, and that's how it all started. And she told a couple girlfriends about it, and then it just kind of took off. And at the time, the Kardashian salad was the most Googled thing on Google. So
I know you're going to talk about it. What is the Kardashian salad?
It's nothing special. It's just romaine, iceberg, shredded carrots, rotisserie, or boiled chicken, actually. And a little dressing, and that's about it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. The lemon juice is key in the dressing.
So can I tell you something? I have a person who works with me, and I showed her your book, and she said, this is great. She said, because the problem is that when I make salad, it's always the same thing. You know, that people are not very inventive when it comes to making salad.
Yeah.
And so she saw all kinds of ideas in there that she's going to try.
Oh, great.
Because John does show his assistant, who helps with his web stuff, dozens of cookbooks. So it's rare for her to respond this way. So I want to let you know that she's very selective about what she feels would be valuable for her.
Oh, good.
So
thank
the
you.
Kardashians, now, did you meet them?
I did get invited to a when they switched over to Hulu, they had Disney Hulu had a big launch party for media and everybody else, and I got invited to that. Yeah, so I did.
So give us the dirt.
They're very hardworking ladies, there's a lot of security around them.
Yeah.
So
And when was this?
That was about 2 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
In Malibu.
So you started with what? Your mobile phone.
I'm still doing it all with this little thing right here.
But that's not an iPhone 3.
No, it's not. But yeah, I did start out with a very small GPI.
And then you posted these on TikTok.
Yeah.
Aren't they limited to about a minute or so? Or how?
At the time they were, yeah.
So you had to demo a recipe
in
60 seconds.
So can I ask you a political question?
Uh-oh.
What about TikTok?
Yeah.
What's happening there?
You know, I have no control over it.
Yeah, no.
We'll see what happens. It's very fascinating to me from a business standpoint because they have created so much economy now with TikTok Shop. And it's really starting to compete with Amazon. And at first it was like the junky stuff, the trashy, plasticky crap. But now actually legitimate businesses are hopping on there to sell their products.
Okay. So how is this going to affect you potentially?
Potentially, it'll affect me a little bit, but things like selling my bowls, they're a higher priced item. So actually a lot of the market comes from Facebook and Instagram now.
Okay, so you offer the merchandise on different platforms
besides
TikTok.
All the different platforms, yeah.
Are you still going to continue to film your TikTok appearances?
Oh, of course, yeah. I produce 4 to 5 videos a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's a challenge. And
but they're not all salads.
They are all salads.
They're still all salads.
I've done 500 salads so far.
How many salads are there?
why don't we take a break and absorb 500 salads, and we'll be back with Darlene Shriver. Her new book is The Salad Lab. It just came out, was it just April or May? When did it come out?
No, 2 weeks ago.
It came out 2 weeks ago.
The 11th.
Oh, well, then I think we're right on point, as they say, with featuring someone that's really quite in the news at this point. Darlene's new book is The Salad Lab. And one lucky KSRO listener this morning will win an autographed copy of this book. And I'm looking at this beautiful salad that Darlene just created.
Thank you.
Which we're going to dive into also. And we'll post that recipe this week, won't we?
Yes.
On our KSRO website. Back after this.
It's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now weekdays, 3 to 6 on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Looking for a midweek escape? Come over to Charlie's Restaurant at Windsor Golf Club, where every Wednesday, the patio comes alive. From 4 to 7:30, unwind with live performances from a lineup featuring Caribbean Connection, Michael Bryant, John Mason, and New Sky. Your Wednesdays will be fun and relaxing. Come early for happy hour, daily from 3 o'clock. Sip on signature cocktails or choose from the full bar. Expert bartenders are ready to mix your favorite drinks, pairing perfectly with a live band. The happy hour menu has a satisfying mix of tasty bites, ready to please any palate. See all the menus, including a variety of vegetarian and vegan options, at windsorgolf.com/charlies-restaurant. Charlie's Restaurant at Windsor Golf Club, where great food, stunning views, and lively music meet. Reserve your spot on the patio today. Visit windsorgolf.com/charlies-restaurant. Charlie's Restaurant, Sonoma County fine dining with a view.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Wednesday, June 5th is the opening night of the Cotati Farmers Market in La Plaza Park from 4:30 to 7:30 through the end of September. All season long, there'll be fresh produce vendors, a kids area, local crafts, fresh flowers, restaurant-quality prepared foods, beer and wine from the Cotati Chamber of Commerce, and live music on the gazebo stage. Opening night of the Rohnert Park Farmers Market and Party on the Plaza Music Series is Friday, June 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. There's a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music covering blues, country, and rock and roll. More booths than ever with dozens of fresh produce vendors, locally produced food products, meats, cheeses, and local artisans. Choose from over a dozen restaurant-quality prepared food vendors on Restaurant Row and throughout the market. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Sardo Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. And we're delighted to welcome Darlene Shriver to the show. She is a Sonoma County resident. Her last name is not spelled S-C-H-R-I-V-E-R like it should be. Your name is spelled how?
S-C-H-R-I-J as in jam, V as in Victor, E-R.
Yeah. Why?
Because my husband's Dutch, and all that's right. The way they spell it.
And the new book is called The Salad Lab, Whisk, Toss, Enjoy. So you have a lot of viewers on the TikTok page, and so you must get a lot of responses and people telling you, we love this. Some of the high points that come to mind.
So much love and support. Once I when the book was coming out, I'd never told my story per se because I didn't want, it was an emotional thing in the first place with the fires and everything. And so when it came out, my publisher was shocked because of the flood of support that I got suddenly. And everybody is very, we have a little, I call it salad community. And everybody is very supportive and loves the recipes. I get some weird questions about, you know, what do you substitute? Or I get emails saying, this is the salad I like, da 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 da. And I'm like, that's nice. Thank you for the idea.
Has anyone really taken you to task and wagged their finger
yes,
at you?
Yes, yes. So I do follow trends. And like Selena Gomez has autoimmune disease. And I try to support every like heart foundation, Mediterranean diet, any health thing. My salads are by no means a diet. You know, I have everything from a hamburger salad to a to the Kardashian salad.
To the French fry salad.
Yeah,
which we'll talk about.
Yeah, which is very fascinating because different cultures within our own country eat totally differently. So it was a huge educational process for me.
Well, and it's also easy to look down your nose at other cultures' traditions, like French fry salad.
Yeah, and there is a Minnesota woman who has a whole persona about being Minnesota salads that aren't really salads because they're all Jell-O salads. And they're always trying to get me to collaborate with her, and she's a really nice lady.
I don't think you have a Jell-O salad.
No, no Jell-O salad.
Oh, see, look, she's looking down her nose.
Yeah. No.
So how is the book organized? Let's jump into that.
Oh, okay. In the very front, I have a section about shopping and where to go. I'm an Oliver's girl, per se, but also farmers markets. And that's another thing I've learned through the time is how grateful I am for the supply of produce that we have available to us.
So you talk a bit about organic and
yes.
things like that and why they're important.
Yeah, year round. And and the life of a head of lettuce coming from directly from a farm versus sitting on a truck and then on a shelf and then in the fridge. And then by the time they get it, it is so bitter. And they don't understand why anybody likes iceberg lettuce. And it's because they've never had a good fresh head of iceberg mm-hmm. lettuce that is crisp and fresh and has that nice green flavor to it. So
that's the first part. You start out with the basics, some of the house salads and the Greek salads and ones that most of the traditions.
I love how you organize the book, though. The chapters are Let's Travel. So you look at recipes that come from either your or other people's travel experiences, seasonal and holiday foods.
Yes, you know, I wanted a little bit of everything. On TikTok, my following started out very young, like 18.
Oh,
so
these were
like young kids just starting out on their salad adventures. So I wanted to just give them a backbone of basics, like the things that they go into a restaurant and they'd see on a regular menu, the Caesar salad, the Greek salad, mm-hmm. and all that. So that was the beginning. And then we just took off. You know, we did seasonal, we did holidays.
Everything is a salad.
My favorite section.
I.e. French fries.
Yes.
And backing up to the Let's Travel, I was really surprised and delighted that you included places like Chicago with Portillo's, which my wife and I have frequented for years. She's from Chicago, and we know that salad very well. And also Detroit. My daughter-in-law is from Detroit. I was going to ask her about the Maurice salad, which I'd never heard of.
Yeah, and that was another big outflux of support and following and love from people that remembered going to the department store, the Hudson's department store, sure. with our grandmothers on Sunday and having this exact salad. And I was fortunate to be in Detroit and go to the Hudson Grill, and the manager there had done some historical research on the salad, and so we made it together, and that was a great experience.
And I like that you shouted out to a couple of restaurants here in Sonoma County.
Yes, yes. So Franchetti's is one of my daughter had her birthday parties there, and I used to go there for coffee after I dropped the kids off at school, and that was my home.
So what did John Franchetti inspire, a particular salad?
Yeah, it's the chicken and avocado and hot honey, which is my daughter's favorite.
That's her favorite salad.
Yeah, that is her favorite salad.
And other Sonoma County restaurants that played a role?
Yeah, Della Fattoria's mm-hmm. has a wonderful breakfast salad that has poached eggs and bacon and tomato and a very citrusy vinaigrette that was very inspiring. And let's see, what else? Oh, Monty's had a really nice kale and quinoa. Mm. So I modeled one similar to Monty's.
You know, in that Let's Travel section, I really like the bibimbap.
Me too.
You too?
Yeah. I thought, I got to make that.
I have a star by it right here. That do you
Korean find, food is hot right now.
Yeah. We And this is so great that you're right on point to have a bibimbap salad.
Which is kind of hard because you're writing a book 2 years ahead of time. You don't know what's going to be trending.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a challenge in that way.
Well, I thought it was really cool that you included, and you didn't mention this by name, but you said a Korean market in Sonoma County. Are you speaking about the one in Cotati?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, the one next to Mike's Burgers.
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't know of really any other Korean market.
Yeah.
Where you might find this. I'd never heard of this before. Some is fern flower?
Yeah, fern flower.
Have you heard of this, John?
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course you have. But would you describe it for us?
It was kind of gray and rubbery.
But it was
delicious.
But it's instrumental to making an authentic bibimbap salad.
Yeah.
So that was in the Let's Travel section.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
The French fry salad. Where did that come from?
That's a Midwestern thing where
did they actually do it?
Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah, and I got lots of comments from people saying, yes, that's the only way I'll have my salad. And at first I was like, ew, French fries on my salad. But you put them on hot, and it's just like a warm roasted potato.
Takes you to another place.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Darlene Shriver. Her new book is The Salad Lab, Whisk, Toss, and Joy, Recipes for Making Fabulous Salads Every Day. And one lucky listener will win an autographed copy at the end of the show. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
Check it out. Ungaro & Sons is offering 60-month 0% interest financing on premium air conditioning systems. Don't let the heat catch you unprepared. Stay ahead of the crowd. Reach out now to schedule an appointment. UngaroAndSons.com. UngaroAndSons.com. Ungaro & Sons has exclusive partnerships with trusted brands, which guarantees reliability and longevity. You can relax knowing you made a smart investment. Ungaro & Sons has proudly served the North Bay for over 90 years, specializing in best-in-class heating and air conditioning solutions. This team of experts ensures your home or business will remain refreshingly cool all summer long. Rest easy and comfortably cool, knowing you have a high-performing and energy-efficient system. Stay cool and comfortable with Ungaro & Sons, your trusted HVAC partner. Now with 60-month 0% financing on premium AC systems. Offer expires June 30th, 2024. Ungaro & Sons.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
The patronage cash back has been an incredible thing for us, and it really makes a difference in our bottom line. You know, you just don't get that with other banks.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
It's time for the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, Thursday, June 20th through Sunday the 23rd. Cowabunga!
Your fair ticket includes unlimited carnival rides, thrilling entertainment, and headline concerts.
The World's Ugliest Dog Contest is happening on Friday, June 21st. Attendance is free with fair admission.
Gates open at noon and the contest kicks off at 6 p.m. sharp.
Find out which canine will take home the coveted title.
Discount fair admission tickets are available until June 19th at sonoma-marinfair.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And today's special guest in the kitchen is Darlene Shriver. Her new book, Salad Lab, Whisk, Toss, Enjoy, and she lives right here in Sonoma County. John, you were talking about
we were talking off the air about that the book is not focused on healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that the reason you want to eat salads is for health. And so often we see recipes that have all kinds of nutritional information, but does it taste good?
Yes.
You know, is the issue. And you had an interesting response to that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I grew up in a diet culture, and with my daughter being an athlete, we had to count carbs and macros and all that other stuff. And I really tried to make it more fun for her and make sure, like, the everything's a salad thing came out of that because, you know, as a teenager, she had to be on an athlete.
Diet.
Diet, but she still wanted pizza and hamburgers and all that. So I designed this book more out of joy, that you enjoy salads and you enjoy the food. And yes, there are healthy, nutritious vegetables, and nobody's died of eating too many vegetables. Yeah. You're not going to get cancer from eating vegetables. So I just wanted more of people to enjoy the process of making salads, and I enjoy them. When I go out with my girlfriends, I say, who has the best salad in town? Let's go there.
Yeah.
And
well, that was an important section of the book, that everything is a salad. So it means that whatever you like can be incorporated into a salad.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to give up and just eat wilted lettuce with terrible ranch bottle.
Pizza salad.
Pizza salad, yes.
Burger and fry salad, spring roll salad. I love that idea. Yeah.
So I loved your discussion about the potato skin salad, and you gave, you honored Luther Burbank.
Yes.
His contribution with the Burbank russet potato. And you think, can you really make a salad out of potato skins?
Yeah, of course you can. You make potato salad, right?
Yeah, sure.
So why not potato skins and cheese and bacon?
That's a very innovative recipe. And thank you for your coleslaw recipe, because I've been an advocate for years about including grated onion.
Yes.
in coleslaw. It takes it to another level. It's one of those little secret ingredients until you add.
And you also added a secret tip, and that was to soak the onion for a bit.
Yes.
In cold water.
It's a game changer for a lot of people. Yeah. I get comments on that all the time.
Yeah.
And actually, the coleslaw was inspired by the Brother Juniper cookbook.
Uh-huh.
That's
a very good friend of the show who we started having on the show in 1991 for the Brother Juniper cookbook. And one of his, of course, famous recipes was his coleslaw recipe.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't here in 1991, so you didn't get to go to the original Brother Junipers and have that coleslaw.
Yeah.
But he will be thrilled. We should reach out to Peter
and let him know
that someone was inspired by your coleslaw.
I was really bummed that I lost that cookbook, too.
Oh.
I've been looking around trying to find it.
Well,
I haven't found it yet.
Maybe we could get you a copy.
Oh, that would be...
So before we go off the air, tell us what you've made here. You made a salad that you brought here.
The sobo noodle salad.
Yeah. And the recipe's in the book.
The recipe is in the book.
And what is it?
It's an Asian-influenced salad with edamame, shiitake mushrooms, shredded cabbage, shredded watermelon radish, and it has a sesame miso dressing on it. I hope you enjoy it.
So it's really a meal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And most of the salads in the book are designed as meals to serve for.
It's a beautiful looking salad. And the bowl is one. You sell this on your website?
Yeah. So originally I got one as a wedding gift. And it's kind of a family heirloom. And my daughter had a competition in Michigan one year. And it was after the fires. And we walked into this Dutch amusement park thing that was in Holland, Michigan. Of course, my husband's Dutch, so we had to go there. And lo and behold, I finally found my salad bowl.
Wow.
So that's, and I had bought it like 6 months before I started. And
so can I comment on one other thing? You have a section in the book called Salad Lab Elements.
Uh-huh,
and
yes.
In there you have a thorough discussion of croutons, which is my favorite ingredient in a salad, and many different kinds.
Yeah, everything can be a crouton, too.
Yeah, he's a big, you really hit his sweet spot there. John Ash is a crouton fanatic.
Oh, boy.
And you've got the polenta, the pita, the sourdough, you name it. You cover the crouton world in depth.
Thank you.
And it's also not just buying those awful,
creamy
croutons.
Oh, those are like cardboard.
And also in there is the master list of all the dressings that you include in that.
Some dressings, too. Each recipe has its own individual dressing, but there's also... If you just want to make like a weekly dressing that you have, there's plenty to choose from.
Now, the moment that our listeners have been waiting for, who is going to win an autographed copy of your book? So give us your favorite number today, Darlene, between 1 and 10.
1 and 10. 8.
Caller number 8. See how random this is?
Yeah.
So no favoritism at all. Caller number 8. It's 636-1350. Caller number 8. Joe, our producer, ready to start taking the phone calls. 636-1350, win an autographed copy of The Salad Lab, Whisk, Toss, Enjoy, Recipes for Making Fabulous Salads Every Day by Darlene Shriver, Schriver. Copperfields, I'm sure, has the book locally.
Yes, they do.
Right? And you get it online, too, if you want to order online.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank
and I'm
you
sure
so
you're
much.
Working on something else.
Well, this is pretty,
she can't be
pretty amazing.
Thank you. It's been 4 years, and I just got the book out. We're working on more products, of course.
Okay. And what's your website?
It's thesaladlab.net.
Oh, don't you like easy to remember ones?
Yeah.
Thesaladlab.net. Well, thank you. Gosh, it's really great meeting with you. And what did you bring us today?
I brought you guys some beakers.
Some beakers?
Beakers.
For our wild science experiment?
Yes.
You actually use beakers like this?
I do.
It's part of the, I guess, the laboratory approach to things.
Yeah, my daughter was a science major,
uh-huh.
and actually she's at graduate school in the Netherlands right now in molecular biology. So,
wow, so you're deep into the R&D.
Right?
So you could order these beakers online, too?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well,
both
congratulations
thank
on
you
your
so
success.
Thank
Wonderful
you.
Meeting with you, and
thank
thanks
you
for coming
me.
In. And we can't wait to dive in
right
up to this salad. that will be within 20 seconds of us going off the air. John Ash, we'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
And we're going to welcome Brandon Gunther to the show, who is opening his restaurant in Bodega Bay.
Yeah.
He'll be in the studio next
and
Saturday.
He still has his other restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be an exciting day in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening.
News, traffic, weather, talk.